What's up, beautiful people? Welcome back to Podcast.
Where you can listen to dumbass teens talk about dumbass things.
I'm Moose.
And I'm Sam.
And today we're talking about conspiracy theories.
What's the craziest conspiracy theory you've ever heard?
I mean, I know it's not, like, crazy, but, like, the moon landing being faked. Like, that honestly does seem like a possibility. You know what I mean? Because, like, Hollywood has, like, access to so many different, like, things. they just have like so many resources. They can like fake the moon
bones
landing.
And juices.
Like they could honestly, they could have faked the moon landing for
I
all
mean,
we know.
They probably could.
They probably didn't, but they could have. And I think that's like the most possible like possibility.
So it's crazy enough to be real.
Yeah,
I love that.
Like those like the dumb like conspiracy theories, like you know the weird. What's her name? That weird Republican. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, that girl.
Her conspiracy
Jewish space
thing.
Lasers or because
Nancy
the...
Pelosi's gazpacho police.
Oh my god. It's like the dumbest person on the earth.
Oh my god. We're not going to talk about any of those because those are just way
yeah,
too culturally
not
insensitive.
Talk about death or like murder. You know, no JFK, no Princess Diana. No, yeah. We're not talking about 9/11 either.
No QAnon stuff.
No.
Just this.
We're going to talk about today our three theories. The Flat Earth Theory, the Mattress Room Theory, and Apollo 17.
Yeah. But that's not really a theory, like, itself. Like, obviously, Apollo 17 was a thing.
Uh-huh.
But, like, the theory that, like, it was the last moon landing just doesn't seem correct to me.
So I'm going to start off by reading this article called Are Flat Earthers Being Serious? Written by LiveScience.com.
By Stephanie...
Pappas. Link these. The Flat Earth conspiracy theory is quite possibly the most curious. After all, the ancient Greeks figured out the planet's shape, even its circumference in the 3rd century
B.C.
But a French society founded in the 1950s dedicated to insisting that the Earth is flat has given rise to modern ground of flat earther adherents. These believers claim that the Earth is a flat disk and the evidence that it is round say the pictures taken from outer space are an elaborate hoax involving multiple governments.
Like, how will the hoax take place? Like, what would they do? Do they, like cut out little shapes of different planets and, like, stick them up in the sky?
It's like an arts and craft project.
We're like those dioramas you see in, like, movies, mm-hmm. Like, the class projects. The solar system.
The common belief of these flat earthers is that the planet is a disk surrounded by an icy wall. Like, Antarctica is, like, an icy circle around the world.
Do they believe in science? Like, is this, like, a Christian thing, or is this,
like
science
thing? This article says it's a 150-foot-tall wall of ice around the rim.
How do they know how tall it is? Can they go up to it and just measure it? Have they been there?
45 meters. NASA employees, they say, guard this ice wall to prevent people from climbing over and falling off the disk.
The NASA employees guard it? Why would NASA guard the Earth? Their space stuff. Why would they do anything about that? That'd be like the government, right?
But like we all know, like if it actually was a thing, these ice balls would be melting by now.
Yeah,
don't
like global
think?
Warming. Like Florida would be underwater by now.
Uh-huh.
How would that even work? Canada would be like so cold. Do they think that we live on a map?
I genuinely don't know. These people sound insane.
Like, how does the Earth look to them?
There's a flat Earth map here. It's like a divot.
A divot?
A divot.
So there's, like, a coliseum.
It's a circle of ice around the entire planet. The planet is flat. There's an ice wall surrounding it, helping people from mouth.
So it's, like, a little dome?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? How would that even work?
Furthermore, Earth's gravity is an illusion, they say. Objects do not accelerate downwards. Instead, the disk of Earth accelerates upwards at 32 feet per second squared. Driven up by a mysterious force called dark energy.
This reminds me of like those dramas like The Hunger Games or like Lord of the Rings. Like dark energy is fading into the blood dragon. I don't know. I've never seen Lord of the Rings. I'm just guessing those what they sound like, you know?
As for what lies underneath the disk of the Earth is unknown, but most flat earthers believe it's composed of rocks.
Okay.
Continue. As for what lies underneath the disk of the Earth, this is unknown, but most flat earthers believe it is composed of rocks.
I mean, the Earth is a rock.
Yeah, it's just basically rocks. So
I mean,
it's like underneath it is just a completely bunch of pile of rocks.
it's just like just a pile of rocks. You
It's
have
like
like a
a
garden,
like
like a garden.
a yeah, like you know when like people have like rocks in their like front yards.
Oh.
It's just like that. It's like colorful.
What kind of rocks?
The Flat Earth International Conferences is more common to believe that this that space simply does not exist at all, and that the disk of Earth still sits still. One speaker at the 2018 FEIC even argued that the Earth is neither a sphere nor a disk, but instead is shaped like a diamond.
A diamond. I mean, looking at the fourth dimension,
I don't know. How would it be a diamond?
That's got
How would
so
that
many.
even look?
I don't know.
I'm really trying to think of what it would look like if it was a
Like,
diamond.
so what I'm thinking is like a diamond shape, and then like Antarctica's on the bottom, and then all the other countries are just condensed to the top.
It's like rock, like Pangaea.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Look at those people. Who like don't think the world is like that big.
Furthermore, flat Earth opinions about the moon vary. Some think that while the Earth is flat, the moon and sun are spheres.
Why would we be the one thing that's different? Like, why would they be spheres and then we're like this flat little frisbee?
My God. Others believe there must also be an invisible anti-moon that obscures the moon during lunar eclipses.
An anti-moon?
An anti-moon sounds more realistic to them than the Earth being round.
No, I imagine it's like
Completely
the Earth,
insane.
like the moon's best ex-best friend, like a frenemy types vibes. So like every once in a while they get mad at each other, so like it covers it.
That's stupid.
Do you want to talk about the next one?
This article goes on forever, but it's actually really well done. It discusses a lot about our flat earthers' theories. But I'm gonna move on to mattress firms.
Mattress firms. I'm doing another space one first because I feel like mattress firms is an entirely different
Yeah,
one.
we'll continue on to Apollo 17 actually first, and
So
then we'll move on to mattress firms.
let's learn a little bit about Apollo 17, and then let's get into the theory about Apollo 17. Oh, okay. So the mission's objective of Apollo 17 was the lunar landing site in the highlands in the valley area of the moon, I guess. I didn't mean we had valleys in the moon, but
The
apparently
valleys
they
and the moon,
do.
just I just imagine like Silicon Valley, just
The moon form, everything's made of like moon
you know
rocks.
that like one wallpaper for like an old Windows computer of the Mount, like the Green Valley. That's what I think of when every time someone says valley, like that. Just measure that on the moon.
The site was picked for Apollo 17 as a location where rocks both older and younger than the previous return from other Apollo missions, as well as from Lunar 16 and 20 missions, might be found. Okay. So they're basically trying to find like a bunch of rocks where like other ones have been found beforehand. So the thing about Apollo 17 is many people don't think it was the last moon landing. When, you know, they say it was, but was it really? Because how is it the last moon landing? Like, why wouldn't they go to the moon again after 1972?
No, because like they can't just like forget the information on how they go to space. That's something you don't just like forget how to do.
Like, I mean, also, it was supposed to be for like the money, but like,
Yeah, but
NASA
like
is a
NASA.
multi like billion dollar company.
Yeah.
How would they not have money to go to the moon
They have
again?
to have money to go to the moon. They did like multiple times.
It just doesn't seem like realistic to me.
Like, you have the money to send astronauts into space. You don't have money to quite literally get them to the moon.
It doesn't make any sense. Why would it? Why? There has to be someone who's like tried. Like, why have we been like the only country to just like go to the moon and like do it
Not the
multiple
only country,
times?
Russia did it
I
too.
mean, they went to space for the first time. I mean,
Yeah.
did
I
they
think
get
they
to
went to the
the
moon, didn't they? We beat Russia though.
moon? We beat Russia to go to the moon. I don't think we beat them in anything else.
No.
I don't know. I don't know.
They probably beat us in most
They did beat us in
things.
most things.
to raise the new humans kicked by President John F. Kennedy in 1962 speech, the Rice Stadium, Houston, Texas, known as the We Choose to Go to the Moon speech, and the speech Kennedy committed to getting a human to walk on the moon by the end of the decade. However, the goal achieved, NASA faced large funding cuts, making the future Apollo missions unattainable. There had originally been 20 Apollo missions planned, but technological and research-based missions were not seen as important as the achievements of the moon landing itself, and the final three missions were canceled. But, like, why? Like, why wasn't that, like, a priority in any way, shape, or form? Like, we went to the moon. There's so much more of the movie we have not seen before.
I know. Like, why haven't we discovered yet that the rovers can't, like, experience? But other, like, different experiences could be, like, as a human, how could we feel differently on the moon?
Yeah.
Versus towards a, like, robotic thing.
Like, it can't be that hard to go to the moon again. Like, we have the technology to go into space.
Yeah, plus we are more advanced, too. As a society, we have advanced all her technology since Apollo 17. We could go to the moon again.
It's just, why? I just have this hard understanding of, like, why wouldn't we just go again? I get we don't have money beforehand,
but, like, we have money now.
Okay, the next one we're going to talk about is mattress firms. So there's a theory that mattress firms are, like, a cover-up for a money laundering business.
Uh-huh. I feel like most people have heard this one already, but it's so fun to talk about.
Because there's just so many mattress firms and mattress stores in general.
So many. Like, there's about, like, 15 in our general area.
Literally. But there's some mattress firms near New York. New York. And literally, oh my god, there's, like, how many? Like,
17.
And, like, just New York City. Like, the city part.
Like, there's, like, three of them on the same street.
Literally,
like, across the street from each other.
Like, Upper East Manhattan, there's, like, four in the same area.
Like, why would there need to be that many mattress rooms so close together?
I'm getting, like, major, Al Capone vibes, you know what I mean?
Why?
Because Al Capone had that, that front for his company, I forgot what it was, I'll have to search it up. But, like, he had, like, a front for his own business, Al Capone. Front. It's, I forgot what it was called. It's just Al Capone's main business. Chicago's Defector? What?
The fact that Al Capone helped the poor is something that, like, baffles me, but most of the time it doesn't. This criminal help poor people during the Great Depression.
I mean, that's not that unrealistic.
You wouldn't expect him to be the first person to create a bread line.
I mean, he was a criminal, but he wasn't like... he was a terrible person.
You see what I mean?
He was a really bad fucking person. He killed so many people. I mean, he didn't really kill people. I mean, he did. But he didn't, like... You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. Okay. He did kill people. He did
kill people. It was just like, not, he didn't do it all the time.
He didn't do it all the time. He's a good guy. Oh,
yeah.
So sweet. King Babe, you're right there. Al Capone.
Yeah, Al Capone, you know.
The bestie.
The nice guy.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to find what he owned. It was just like this big, like, business everyone knew about.
You don't know the name of it?
I literally did a project on this. He's literally the fucking guy who did the St. Valentine's Day massacre. And I can't... Oh my god. This is gonna be so long to edit.
Have fun with that.
Okay, let's just... Organized crime in general is what I'm thinking about when I think about the mattress firm. Because there's no reason for them to be, like, one... Nine, just in Manhattan.
There are so many mattress firms. Why? You don't need that many.
And
how many people are buying mattresses in Manhattan either?
I don't know.
Like, how many people go to a mattress firm? And, like, imagine going to a mattress firm and you try to order the specific mattress and it's not in that store. You go across the street and it's not in that store. Good luck, there's another one right next to you and it has that specific mattress and stuff.
Or, like, you asked them to order it to the store. It takes, like, an hour.
It's an hour. Like, you were across the street.
What took you an hour? It's New York. It's Manhattan.
Oh, that's true.
like, they're gonna come out with like commercials being like, we're not a front, I promise. We're just mattress firm.
We're just mattress firm.
Like, I've never been in a mattress firm and see more than one worker in there.
I've never been in a mattress firm.
I've been in one mattress firm, and it was just an experience. Like, they were just not doing anything the entire time.
Because they don't have anything to do. They're just not supposed to do anything.
It's like anybody could walk into a mattress firm. A freaking toddler could walk into a mattress firm, and they're not supposed to do a single thing.
They just gotta, like, pay for everything. Like, make sure people, like, give them money.
You sold one bed today, that's enough.
Mattress firm just like, it gives me the creeps. I would never want to walk into one.
No, because like, I don't want to buy a bed from there.
Who are paying mattresses?
Like, why are there so many on one street?
Because there's like other mattress stores around them too.
Yeah, but like, well, who are you competing with? That mattress firm across the street? It's like, how many people own these mattress firms? Like, are there individual people who own these mattress firms, or like the same person who owned all of these mattress firms?
It's just one mattress firm person, the mattress king.
One person in each area owns all of the mattress firms in that area. So one person owns all 17 of the mattress firms in Manhattan.
Imagine how bad that would be if you, like, owned, like, a Starbucks. Like, if for just one county, you were, like, the head Starbucks owner.
Oh, my God.
That would be so bad. That would hurt. Yeah.
Physically.
You would literally have to work so much. Just go to, like, every single one of your Starbucks.
You have to manage every single person who gets hired at your establishment.
That would be so much work. People are quitting at Starbucks left and right.
I know. It's so bad. So bad. That's an about for another day, though.
Starbucks, just like corporations, how much they suck.
Capitalism?
That's just
capitalism.
I don't know how to end this episode. I feel like it's we're done and done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were kind of underwhelming, but they were still there. It was a good first episode, fourth episode.
Let's see our ending real quick.
What is our ending?
To wrap this up, conspiracy theories are crazy, and I think people cling on to them because we want that aspect of fear or an explanation for something.
You don't fully understand.
Yeah, because, like, not everyone is going to fully understand the moon landing. And so people grasp onto the most likely decision is, like, to completely destroy the concept of it ever happening.
I mean, that works in some cases, but, like, when people believe that, like, aliens are, like, spawns of, like, the devil.
Yeah, that's just, weird. Like, some people are actually insane. Like, they make up the creepiest, weirdest theories I've ever heard. Like, the reason we didn't talk about any of the murder stories or, like, the mass shootings or 9/11, because those are insensitive. Oftentimes, they're anti-Semitic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, generally just really disrespectful. Like, we're not going to talk about lizard people. Maggie, for me, did that earlier. We're not going to talk about the Illuminati. Absolutely not.
We're not going to talk about Nancy Pelosi's gazpacho police.
Because these people say these things. They're often being anti-Semitic, or they're being xenophobic or Islamophobic. Or they're just being creepy. Genuinely, like, QAnon is, like, the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Like, QAnon isn't, like, a conspiracy theory itself, just everything that they believe in is so fucked up.
They're all just dumb. And then also people cling on them because of fear or for safety, like, all the COVID-19 theories. People want a reason for this, an explanation for it. And if they don't understand it, they cling on to the craziest thing that makes sense to them.
Yeah, they want something to just, but, like, relate to science for a little bit. Because some people don't believe in science, which is false. Please believe in science. It's real. But they don't really want to face the fact that there is an actual pandemic and we actually have to live with it.
They still haven't come to terms with that their life is going to change forever. And like, we're never going to go back to normal.
And it's a negative thing that, like, our society has to deal with, and they don't want to deal with it. And it has negative impacts on everybody's
especially,
life.
Especially Jewish people comparing, like, the vaccine to the Holocaust.
That's so fucked.
So freaking messed up.
It's just, people are just so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I feel like it's funny that a bunch of, like, 17-year-olds have to come on the internet and call out some fucking adults for being so stupid.
No, because some people are something crazy. Like, you sound clinically insane. Like, see a therapist. My God. Like, I don't even think people in the psych ward would want to deal with you because I don't think they could help you.
people at the psych ward, like the patients or like the doctors?
The doctors.
Oh. They should have to deal with you too. Freaking, they're tired enough. The people at the psych ward have like, they want nothing to do with you.
No. Because they're already in the psych ward. They don't want some crazy person coming to get destroying their time of recovery.
Oh, that was so fucked. Just imagine you're in a psych ward and you have to deal with some fucking Republican. Like anti-vaccines.
Oh my god.
Oh. Anyways, that's it.
That's it. That's the first episode back for like, what, 2 years?
Yeah, I think it's been 2 years. No, I think it was 2017.
It's been like 5 years.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, wow.
Okay. I could be totally wrong. I have no idea. I have to check.
Okay.
But well, welcome back.
Thank you for joining us and listening.
I'm Moose.
And I'm Sam.
This is Podcast.
And I hope you enjoyed it.